Shirin Ebadi did see some action from President Obama today. He extended U.S. sanctions against Iran. The administration froze the assets of the engineering arm of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The move is a response to Iran's declaration that it has started the process of further enriching uranium. Some are calling for stronger measures, possibly even military ones, but the U.S. is already pursuing another option. Washington has reportedly been engaged in a covert campaign to disrupt Iran's nuclear program. David Sanger is chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. He says the U.S., Israel, and several European nations have all attempted to sabotage Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Over the years, there have been many efforts to interfere with key elements of the supply chain that fed into the nuclear program. There was a famous incident where the Iranians brought in power supplies for the centrifuges that enrich uranium. And what do you know, if the first 50 they brought in didn't blow up? Well, they had been tinkered with before they made their way into Iran. And the Iranians then adjusted and went off and found some other suppliers. And increasingly, if you look at the Iranian program, they have begun to make more of their own parts by themselves in Iran.
And did U.S. officials confirm that there had been covert tinkering with those cylinders?
You know, when I went back to U.S. officials and described these events, one of them looked at me and said, "Boy, what a shame. Accidents do happen." But that's only part of the effort. There was, in 2008, a new program underway to disrupt the power grid going into the Natanz nuclear facility, which is where much of the enrichment happens. It's unclear how successful that was, and at the time that President Bush left office, the program was still in its nascent shape. But all the indications are that it has continued since President Obama took over.
Now, we heard in the previous story about the ongoing street protests in Iran and the instability those demonstrations create. Does that sort of atmosphere provide even more opportunity for these sorts of covert efforts, or do they jeopardize those efforts?
Well, you know, figuring out how to play the opposition movement on the streets in Iran has been one of the hardest problems facing the Obama administration. On the one hand, they are more sanctions, particularly against the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which runs the nuclear program, but also has been cracking down on the protesters. At the same time, even the opposition in Iran is an extraordinarily nationalistic opposition, and many of the opposition leaders support the nuclear program. So, you know, any American policymakers who believe that if the opposition wins, the nuclear problem is over, well, that may be too hasty a conclusion.
It's interesting. One of the officials you spoke with admitted that none of these covert efforts are game changers. And so I guess the bottom line is, no matter what the United States is engaging in with Iran, the effort to produce nuclear material is marching on, isn't it?
It is marching on, not quite as fast as the Iranians would like. But remember, a lot of this effort is about buying time. Initially, it was about buying time from the Israelis to keep the Israelis from striking the nuclear facilities and triggering a broader conflict. But the new factor in all of this is the fragility of the regime facing these protests. And clearly the administration is hoping that by buying some time, they might see the regime fall of its own weight.
And what do you think about that hypothesis?
You know, these are unpredictable things. You know, every American president since Harry Truman has been convinced that the North Korean regime would be gone in a few years. Well, guess what? The regime is still there.
David Sanger writes for the New York Times. His latest book is The Inheritance, The World Obama Confronts and the Challenges to American Power.